This is VOA News by remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. There are more than 345,000 deaths globally from COVID-19, nearly 98,000 in the United States. And there are more than 5.4 million confirmed infections around the world, with more than 1.6 million in the United States. Around the globe, new coronavirus cases in China fell to zero Saturday for the first time, but surged in India and overwhelmed hospitals across Latin America, both in countries lax about lockdowns and those lauded for firm early confinement. The virus hit a reopened church in Germany and probably a restaurant as well. The pandemic's persistence stymied authorities struggling to keep people safe and revive their economies at the same time, disrupting Memorial Day weekend in the United States and collective celebrations around the Muslim world, marking the end of the holy month of Ramadan. The White House has announced a ban on travel to the U.S. from Brazil due to the spread of the coronavirus in Latin America's hardest-hit country. Brazil had reported more than 363,000 COVID-19 cases, second behind the United States in the number of infections, according to a Johns Hopkins University count. Brazil also recorded more than 22,000 deaths. Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador said Sunday that the novel coronavirus could cost as many as a million jobs in the country, as many industries considered non-essential remain shut. The Mexican economy was already in recession before the pandemic struck, and different investment banks have forecast contractions as large as 9% for this year, with only a gradual recovery next year. López Obrador's government repeatedly said it had the outbreak under control, but since posted record numbers for new cases as well as deaths. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News.